I absolutely love this gospel. I absolutely love it. And here's why. The gospel today makes a subtle distinction that I think is important, especially for religious people. And the subtle distinction that is especially important for religious people is this. The Lord doesn't want you doing things for Him. He wants you to learn from Him. Analyze what's happening. Martha believes that what Jesus would want is something good to eat. He would want something good to drink, something nice, and all those are wonderful things. They're wonderful things. But what did Jesus come to do? He came to talk with them, to visit with them. Now, I don't know if you've ever had this happen to you. I have gone as a priest, invited into homes, and I get there, and one person is sitting down talking with me, and the other person I hardly ever see because they're in the kitchen getting things ready for Father. Okay? I'm always ready for Father. And most of the time, I earnestly wish that they would order pizza and not make so much over my being there so that I could at least enjoy a nice conversation with the people that I've come to. But we confuse doing things around the main point for the main point. Do you remember a couple of weeks ago that Jesus sent the disciples away and he said, go to all the world, the 72 disciples. And if you remember what he said to them, he was very, very explicit. He was saying, don't carry a bag. Don't carry extra sandals. Don't go around from house to house moving. Stay where, eat what is given to you. And if you remember the whole position, the whole reason for that, was that the disciples should never confuse preparation for the mission with the mission. Because there are so many people that, think about it. If you're given somewhere to go, something to do, and you go, oh my, there is so much to do in order to prepare for this trip. And you take the mind off of the trip, off of the whole point of the trip. I've got to have a new dress. I've got to buy new shoes. I've got to go do this. I've got to do that. And all of a sudden, the preparation around the trip becomes even much more important than the trip itself. That the trip, or the mission, whatever you've been sent on, becomes kind of like, oh, we're here now. It was so much more fun getting ready for it than actually doing it. I know that I do that. It's a lot easier. So what's happening here with Mary and Martha? Mary and Martha have the same issue. Martha is forgetting what the main point of Jesus' visit is. Remember, what is the point of being a disciple? A disciple is a student. If a disciple is a student, what is a student supposed to do? Listen closely to the teacher. Now, did Jesus say to Martha, what you're doing is horrible? No, in no way. But at the same time, she's committing the same mistake. She's giving much more attention to about Jesus than to give Jesus, to listen to him in and of itself. You know, that's something I see a lot in the church. I see a lot of times, I see a lot of times, I'm laughing because Fred, who is our liturgist, I don't think he's here, but he's the guy with the beard, okay? He is what's called a liturgist. He has his degree in liturgy. And sometimes there's a joke in the clergy that, do you know what the difference between a liturgist and a terrorist is? You know what the difference between the liturgist and the terrorist? And that is, you can negotiate with a terrorist. Okay. Now, Fred, who's standing right back in the sacristy now, listening to me, he is a liturgist. Okay. Now, he's one of the better ones. Okay. That's okay, Fred. Okay. I'm talking about you. Okay. But what happens is that without knowing it, a liturgist can be so consumed with the way that a liturgy looks and feels, then they forget that the whole point of the liturgy is to be in the presence of the Lord. Fred's the one who told me, there's another joke that Fred told me, and that is that a liturgist does not care how many persons there are in the Blessed Trinity. You know why? They don't care as long as they're all wearing the same vestments. Okay? Now, that it's a humorous way, but I think that that's a lot of what Jesus is talking about. He's talking about when you get such an emphasis, you know, on the little things that you forget what the main point of it is. I was reading 2 or 3 days ago an article about this person was actually objecting to the fact of during the Our Father that people are not technically, from a document almost 40 years old, people are not technically supposed to do this with their hands. Because that is technically reserved for the priest. Now, nobody in the last 40 years has paid any attention to that. But this person had found it. Now, what does it take for all of us, for somebody to pick at that little thing? And what happens is we forget the whole main point of it. When I was in the seminary, I'll never forget this as long as I live. When I was in the seminary, I was walking into the chapel, and I had something in my right hand, so I took my left hand, and I put it into the little holy water font, and I made the sign of the cross. Well, a seminarian just took me apart, because I was doing it with my left hand. And if you think about it, in cases where it gets really a little overly sticky, that was the whole issue that Jesus had with the Pharisees and the scribes. The constant confusion of authentic religion with the little nitpicky things that you do. Now, please understand, there has to be some standardization. There's no question about that. But when people get to the point of being so nitpicky that they pay attention to everything else around it except for the meat of the situation, that's when religion gets sick. I always remind people, all religion is not good for you. Some religion is very good for you, but a lot of religion is not. Because I never forget, Jesus himself was the one who said to the scribes and the Pharisees, if you remember, he said, "You scribes and Pharisees, you go to the ends of the earth to make a convert, and when you're finished with them, they're twice as fit for hell as you are yourselves." And so to remind ourselves that the whole point of coming to church, the whole point of us being disciples of Jesus is for us to be students of Jesus, to pay attention to what he says and to study it. The whole point of being a Christian is to learn to think like Jesus, so that your priorities are supposed to be the same as his were. That your mind slowly, that's what St. Paul would call putting on the mind of Christ. So that your mind, you begin to order your mind in such a way that your mind begins to work the way Jesus' mind was working, with the things in their right priorities. You know, that's why, and I know some of you can shoot me if you want, but that's why I love that etymology of the word worship. And if you've never heard it, if you've heard it, just take about a 30-second nap, okay? But if you haven't heard it, the word worship, it comes from the last part of it, ship, means the art or practice of anything. So you have penmanship, authorship, craftsmanship, all the art and practice of anything. Well, what does W-O-R stand for? Well, were is a shortened of the word worship, worth, worth. And so worth-ship is the art of making sure that the things in your life are in their right order of worthwhile. Okay? And so what Jesus is actually saying to Mary and to Martha is, the whole point of me being here is for you to listen to me and for you to begin to reorder the priorities of your life so that the priorities of your life are in the correct order, and not for religion to be something that you do a whole bunch of little things and you offer God all kinds of things. That's nice. That's noble. But that's not the whole point of the whole point of everything. That's why when I really don't like it when Mass becomes such a finicky kind of, we have to do this and we have to do this and we have to do that, because you lose it. It's kind of like, you know, whenever I do weddings, you know, the weddings that are the worst for me, the bigger they are. The bigger a wedding is, the worse it is. Because what happens is you get lost in all the details. And then you forget the whole main point of the wedding. And it was the same thing for ordinations. And the same thing for all kinds of stuff. The more details you put in, even though that means, I guess, that you care, but I think you're doing what Jesus is saying. Look, you're not doing anything wrong, but Mary has chosen the better part, and she shall not be deprived of it. So I think it's important for us, as, you know, people, and just I'll finish with this. People constantly ask me, Father, why don't you use incense? Why don't you use, you know, all kinds of, you know, the liturgical kinds of things, better vestments and more beautiful? And yeah, that would be nice. But you know what? To me, that's a distraction. I'd rather focus in on the main event. And the main event is every day listening to the Lord and allowing his word to get inside of you and begin to reshape the way that you think, because that's the whole point. Reshaping your mind, reshaping the worth priorities, the hierarchy of worthwhile. That's why it's called worth-ship, so that you begin to say, this is more worth than this, and this, and this, and you have them in the right order. That's the whole point. And so today, I think it's a good reminder for us who are religious to make sure that our religion is a religion that makes us better people, a religion that transforms us into men and women who think like Jesus, not just honoring Jesus, because that ultimately that does nothing. I mean, if you could imagine Jesus standing there and us throwing roses at him and, you know, throwing and saying all kinds of prayers to him, but not changing the way you think, that does nothing. That's why, by the way, that's why religion has a bad name sometimes. And the reason is that people engage in what I would call superficial or fake religion. Because instead of being a transformation of the human person into the image of the, because remember who Jesus is. Jesus is the original human being. He is the human being. He is God being human in order to show us how to be authentically human. And if you don't do that, and if you just make Jesus, forgive me, but if you make Jesus an idol, what happens is, but I'm worshiping Jesus. Yeah, but Jesus doesn't want you to throw roses at him and to put incense in front of him. It's not bad, but what does he want you to do? He wants you to listen to him. He wants you to listen and to allow your mind to change, and so that the things you find worthwhile are in line with what he teaches us, to love God, to love each other the way he loved us. A short homily today, just because you remembered to come on Saturday night.